from KQED. It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Stephanie Martin Taylor. Hopeful Californians are looking to the Pacific this winter for an end to California's most punishing drought on record. The reason? What appears to be a monster El Nino in the making. The abnormally warm waters along the equator can mean a wet winter, but the Pacific's a complicated place, and there are no guarantees. Here's KQED science editor Craig Miller.
If you want to take the pulse of the ocean, or its temperature for that matter, ask a surfer.
It is crazy warm out there.
Alex Petrovich runs the Aqua Surf Shop in San Francisco's Sunset District.
As a surfer, I'm really enjoying it. But intuitively, I am worried about what's going on out there, and I have seen a lot of wildlife struggling and washing up dead, which, you know, makes me worry.
Some of that toll on marine life has been linked to the warm waters and their probable effects on the marine food chain.
This cycle isn't the normal cycle.
That's for sure. The Pacific has been a busy and, frankly, twitchy place this summer, and that has made for some truly bizarre weather.
For the first time in 20 years, a game has been postponed because of rain here in Anaheim.
And on one Saturday in July, San Diego got more rain than in the entire month of January. You can thank Dolores for that, a hurricane that managed to make it farther north than normal. The intense Pacific hurricane season does bear the fingerprints of El Nino, which is already getting hyped as a potential drought buster.
Yes, well, and deservedly so.
Kevin Trenberth is a distinguished, that's part of his title, senior scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado.
For this time of year, the El Nino is as strong as it's ever been.
It looks to be about as strong as the legendary El Nino of 1997-98, which was the strongest on record. Pacific storms sucked up moisture from extremely warm equatorial waters and pretty much dumped it on California. But this time around, there are other things brewing in the Pacific. Patches of freakishly warm water extending far north of the tropics, up the California coast to the persistently warm vortex, hundreds of miles wide, known to climate scientists as the blob.
What was it? Stop with it, kid. It's kind of like a mass that keeps getting bigger and bigger.
And so that is definitely the wild card here with this El Nino.
Bill Patzard is a climatologist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena and an advisor to federal El Nino forecasters. He says that unlike in 1997, the blob has been a fixture during the current drought. It's essentially the sidekick of that ridiculously resilient ridge, the stubborn bubble of high pressure that's been parked off the north coast for a couple of years now and diverting winter storms up and around California, depriving the state of desperately needed precipitation. It was there last year, and this year,
the blob is back in a horrifying new adventure. And you are there.
And so the question is that who wins in the battle of the blob and the El Nino, and what impact that'll have on rainfall on the west coast of the United States this fall into the winter.
Patzard says if the blob and its ridge dominate, we could wring less water out of this El Nino.
What we're having here is battling blobs.
But not everybody's on the edge of their seat.
It doesn't fit with my concept of how things work.
Kevin Trenberth says, on the contrary, the presence of all this warm water, especially close to the coast, could mean heavier rains from the storms we do get.
The potential for rains in California to be torrential this winter is quite high because of the warm water.
That's because, as a general rule, the warmer the water, the more moisture gets picked up by the atmosphere and any emerging storms.
There is this warm water out there which is feeding moisture into the atmosphere. And what that does is it increases the rains when those storms come ashore.
That would be good and bad news. While the reservoirs refill, the rivers could easily overfill, causing flooding and landslides, much like in 1997-98. Trenberth, though, will take that glass as half full.
The way things are shaping up, it sure looks like an end to the drought to me, depending a little on how you define the drought.
Bill Patzard agrees the current El Nino is looking like a monster, Godzilla, to use his own moniker. but he's concerned that the blob and its ridge could become at least partial spoilers, blocking out storms from the northern Pacific. That could mean Southern California gets a soaking, but the northern part of the state, where most of the major reservoirs are, misses out.
If that happens, I'm definitely going to have to go into witness protection here because my El Nino, the great wet hope, will only deliver half the package.
Whatever we get, it's a package that won't be delivered for at least 3 more months when California's long-awaited rainy season is due. I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.
Craig's here with me now to talk a little bit more about this epic showdown shaping up in the ocean. Craig, you mentioned in your report that all this warm water is having other effects besides the weather. What are we talking about?
Well, anytime you have abnormally warm water in the Pacific, you have effects on the food chain. For example, if there's no upwelling, bringing colder, deeper water up, you don't get the krill that the things like whales depend on for food, for example. But probably the most visible and disruptive aspect of this is this unprecedented algae bloom they're seeing all along the California coast, up into Oregon, even Washington. This is a regular cycle that happens in the ocean. You know, the red tide that we've all heard about. Probably not caused by the warm water, but certainly its growth is promoted by this. Scientists are saying they have never seen anything to this extent.
And what could some of the consequences be?
Well, it produces an acid that's toxic, for example, to marine mammals. So when you hear the surfer talk about distressed sea lions or pups dying, you know, on the shore, it could well be related to that. They're finding the highest levels of this domoic acid in Monterey Bay, for example, that they've ever seen. It's affecting everything from seabirds to sea stars. Half the Washington coast is shut down for crabbing. So if there's anything out there in the ocean right now that's living up to this infamous blob reputation from the 1950s science fiction movies, I'm afraid it's this algae bloom.
Craig Miller, thank you.
You bet.
That was KQED Science Editor Craig Miller. More Bay Area news is just ahead. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabzanel Foundation.